Welcome to the Citizen Experience Podcast, where we speak with government and business leaders across the country about policies, programs, innovations, technology, and all things that impact the local community. Each episode will answer one essential question: how can we make your community thrive? Together, we will understand and explore the citizen experience. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to the Citizen Experience Podcast. I am happy to have our guest today, Dante Bell, the CEO and founder of VReal. Welcome, Dante.
Thank you for having me, Keith. It's a pleasure.
All right. So, Dante, we want you to tell our listeners a little bit about VReal. And quite honestly, we've been using your platform at every networking event, and it has really been resonating. And it makes it really easy to network too, by the way. So, Dante, tell us a little bit about VReal.
Yes, VReal is an amazing invention. It's a visual technology that puts all your links in one place. You could think of it like a link tree on steroids, because it's a visual storytelling platform that allows you to basically engage your audience in a very awesome way and send them to your links, which are call to actions. Right. And engagement is the number one factor. So visually, like you said, when you use a tool in the marketplace, when you use your badge and someone, you hold your card to the phone and your story begins to unfold, they say, Keith, where did you get this from? Exactly. It's a VReal, because it's not like a dot card or a bling card or those other business card sharing devices. This is storytelling. So the purpose behind the technology is to build and protect generational wealth. So VReal is co-founded by me and my three sons, and they are so involved in the direction and the success of VReal to this point. I can walk on a cloud right now because they are just super focused, super focused. And the engagement factor for VReal, where it is right now, our technology, VReal, is launching ventures. And the latest venture that we launched is called CityReal. And CityReal is a engagement for deals and economic development. So we're launching cities who are trying to do economic development at a broad level. And our technology is driving millions of dollars to these economies so they can be self-sustaining.
So let's unpack that. I'm a city manager, right? I'm having some revenue, tax revenue issues, working with Treasury, and I'm realizing, okay, I need to do something to attract businesses to the city, residents to the city. How does the platform help with that?
The key factor is a little bit about my background before I go into that. So I have my degree in economics from Rutgers University. I have my master's in international business from Wagner, graduated first in class, Wall Street Journal Award winner. And this is an economic model. So we're doing economic data modeling. And the average city that we're focused on is over $200 million that is their annual spend power.
That's their for the city?
No, that's their spend power. Based on households, after-tax median income, these dollars that are going back or outside the community right now, we're showing them how to put them back into the community. Because right now, the probably the primary way they're getting money back into the city per household is property tax. You pay taxes, that money goes back into the community. But all the other money that you make, right, we call that after-tax median income, it's going wherever you spend it. So if you're not spending that money with local businesses within each of those communities, that money is lost forever.
Right.
So our whole initiative is Shop Local. Our patent-pending technology allows these residents to now have a platform where every business gives them a deal. So now all you need is internet access. You log into your account. You see all these deals that are regenerating every month. And you can use any deal and also use our reward system at the same time. So the benefit to that, the residents are saving money. These businesses are like, oh my God, I can't believe all this traffic that's coming in because they're giving deals to everyone and they control the frequency of the deal. So the average frequency of the deal is one deal per month.
Okay.
Right. So that business doesn't have to worry about being in danger of their business model because after that person uses it, it's like Keith came in today for a slice of pizza. You use the deal, buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm. Now, the next time you can use that is 30 days from now.
Right.
So it revolves. But the key element for the business is that not only Keith, but Dante's coming in. Jack is coming in. Mike is coming in. Everyone's now coming in to get this deal. And now you are able to revitalize your business because you have all this traffic coming in now.
Right. So let's make the tie. How does the city, first, let's say, how does the business use the data in terms of the market analysis to say, okay, this platform is driving customers to my front door? And how's the city understanding, okay, because this business is growing and we are now having local businesses prosper, how's the city collecting on that tax revenue and thus adding to the economic empowerment of that city?
That's a great thing. It's all based on a leaderboard. So we have a leaderboard, a dashboard that drives the analytics. And based on the leaderboard for each redemption is 1 point. So every time now someone comes into an establishment, all they have to do is show their QR code. That business redeems the QR code. 1 point goes to that resident. 1 point goes to that business.
Got it. Okay.
And the key element for the community is that for every $100 spent, $68, if it's spent at a local company, is going back into that city.
Okay.
If it's spent at a national chain, such as like a CVS or Walgreens, whatever, $43 or 43% goes back into the community. And through these businesses to now take that money that they just made, they're going to use it for payroll. They're going to use it for companies that are trying, nonprofits that they're supporting, charities that they're supporting, businesses that they're buying supplies from, the B2B. They're spending that money right back into the community. So what we're trying to do from an economic perspective is recirculate the funds back through. So that $200 million that is there every year, you have it. How do you leverage that $200 million to drive your economy, your own economy?
Right. Now, do you do any partnership with the city on the planning of those revenue dollars once they recognize the revenue?
The businesses that are utilizing the spend of the money, that's when K.L. Scott and Associates would come in to do that type of analysis, because our companies focus on the technology side of it and the leaderboard side of it. But when it comes to strategic strategy on economic spend, we partner with entities to fulfill that.
To do that, yeah. So you're a force multiplier for economic revenue generation for a city.
Yes. When
you're looking at, what's that first conversation look like and who would that conversation be with? Would that be with the business entity or the city manager or the treasury leader?
We just had a meeting today. So it's all the above.
Okay.
We are meeting with mayors who are launching the initiative. Usually the mayors are bringing in their city manager or their economic development committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we are presenting to a bid, a business improvement district or special improvement district entity, then they're implementing it and then tying in back into the mayor's office. Those are two different angles that we are fulfilling right now.
Would you say that being a force multiplier, you're able to have that conversation a little bit easier because you now have some use cases that are tangible, you have results that are tangible, and you're being able to scale VREAL across multiple cities? I know you're in New Jersey, but you're broader than that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have conversations going in the country of Ghana. We have conversations going in different parts of the U.S. But to your point, when we're dealing with the city managers and the mayors, the key focus is we like to start with a pilot. Mm-hmm. And with a pilot, we suggest starting with 25 businesses, 25 residents, and basically use the technology, because at the end of the pilot, which is usually a month long, we have a survey, right? Mm-hmm. And the survey is the key element, because you want to understand how your residents feel. Mm-hmm. And then you also want to understand how the businesses feel. And then from that data, we can put together a plan to move forward with a full rollout. But rolling out with intelligence is a very good way to minimize risk going forward. I tell the mayors, I tell the city managers, let's minimize risk, right?
Yeah.
And but the 25 residents, let's be strategic on who those 25 residents are. you know, that those residents, or the residents can include the mayor, they can include council persons, they can include advisors. And we also say, who are your problem residents? Include them as well as the residents that are fans, because you want all these elements to be part of the outcome of what the data is going to give you from the surveys.
So when you're looking at broadening the product line, is there any new features that you're coming out with now that you could share? Or is that something that you want to keep close to the vest until it's fully deployed?
No, not at all. What we're doing with CityReal is we are focused on the dashboard, right? So the dashboard is going to determine or give data that was never available before. Remember, this is not tied to any point of sale system. This is not an app. This is basically based off of a redemption that can happen via the scan of a QR code or the entering of what we call a deal code.
Right.
So I'll use you again as the example, Keith. You're at the local, you want to slice the pizza, you want to order a pie. You can't go down to the local pizzeria in person, so you can make call in your order. And when you call in, you'll say, I'd like to use my CityReal deal. And then you'll say, my code is 9572. And then they enter the 9572, just like they do with the McDonald's app. And you're going to then get that 20% off or 15% off, whatever that deal would be. And it's also going to punch your digital rewards card, because that pizza place is saying on your fifth visit, they're going to give you a free 2-liter soda.
All of, it retains all of that information.
It retains all that. So next time you go in, you push the redeem button, it shows the QR code, they scan it, or you have three more visits remaining. And then once you get to the fifth one, you get your 2-liter, and guess what? It starts back over again.
Right.
So our deals and our rewards, they recycle themselves based on the deal frequency set by the business.
So let me ask you this, because data is such an important aspect to insight, to projections and strategy and so forth. Because you have the data, how transferable is that to just seeing patterns in geospatial areas? If you're getting more activity, economic activity in this part of the city versus the neighboring city and so forth, because you are a force multiplier.
To your point, in the state of New Jersey, our leaderboard is at the city level, district, county, and state. So it actually rolls up, right? So now the commissioner for the state can actually see all the activities across the state based on if they want to look at it by district, if they want to look at it by county. And it for the cities themselves, what's really amazing for them is no other time has a city had data like this. Because what we're telling them is in-town versus out-of-town spending.
Right.
So anybody can join the marketplace, and it's free to join the marketplace. So the cities are having all of 100% of the businesses in that city on CityReal. They're compensating the first year, second year, and possible third year. So all the businesses are all in. So when the resident goes on to the system, they see a deal from every single business. Can you believe that?
And that's amazing. It's even amazing that they have the buy-in from all of the businesses to do that. That's true community, right?
Yes.
That is true community for overarching macroeconomic success of the community. Now, when you're talking as we're trying to grow, so KL Scott and Associates, basically, we help communities really empower them to have economic mobility for the individual. Have you started seeing the work really impact the individual as well? Because I know you opened talking about building wealth. That's so important, because I was having another podcast earlier, and there was a statistic that I read that was kind of concerning, that 42% of people born in poverty and in low-income areas stay in that same group or low income as an adult. And so we were having a conversation around childcare. But when cities compete with each other in terms of economic mobility, right? We want businesses to come here so they can employ citizens from here and then have good schools. And it is truly an incubator. Have you started seeing some of the results of the data that you're tracking make that kind of impact just yet, or are we still in its infancy?
We're in the infancy of it. We are beginning the pilots at the end of 2024. Okay. And what they're going to be doing is starting the rollout of them, full rollouts in 2025. Again, but the survey from the residents are also customizable and can be tailored to be able to address those components, those things that you just mentioned in the output of the survey. So that's one of the great elements about the whole thing is that each city is different. Each community is different. And so each survey for the residents and business can be tailored to the outcome that they need to understand the data in the best way for them.
Yeah. You say this is a disruptor to how economists plan?
What we've done is patent pending, which is amazing too. But what we've done is we've created a new digital currency. It's an enhanced digital currency for marketplaces. And so, as you say, how does it impact the resident, the citizen? There's never been a system that provides ongoing deals with no strings attached, right? These deals are made possible by these businesses providing this deal because the communities are covering the cost of their business account because the city understands that the average $2 million that is trying to be recirculated back in. And the only way, again, to have that money recirculated back in outside of property tax is through the small business, through the restaurants, through all the businesses. Otherwise,
local spending.
That after-tax median income will never see that community. So this tool gives the citizen now the power and the deal of what we call instant gratification, right? Because there's a lot of systems or deals out there, 5% goes on your next purchase or whatever it may be. But these are instant rewards, 10% off, buy one, get one free, whatever that deal is. And then coupled with the reward system, which is the hole punch, where every time you come in, when you get to that fourth visit, they're going to give you a free pizza, or they're going to give you a free dozen donuts or whatever it may be as a reward for being frequent to support that business. Is bar none. And then on top of that, I used one of our cities, the city of Springfield, New Jersey. They're providing rewards, prizes for the leaderboard. If you're in the top three, they're going to be giving out $200, $150 gift certificates to the residents, and they're giving out gift certificates from the businesses that are in the community, supporting the community. So if you're in the top three, now you're going to get a $200 gift certificate for dinner for the family just because you supported the community by shopping local.
Yeah, that is truly a community experience, right? It is. So what kind of, when did the spark come? When did you say, you know what, I think I'm on to something here. Let's do this out. So tell me about VReal from the conception to now.
The conception of VReal has always been visual engagement.
Okay.
How do you engage an audience and captivate them? But at the same time, on the back end of VReal, which was always the silent part of it, was always a marketplace infrastructure that is driven by deals. The system of development has now come to a place where we are now able to leverage the power of AI to bring it all together. So now to build that visual experience, we're letting the businesses use AI to quickly build that engaging visual experience. Now tying in the back end of it, which is a economic development model based on my economic background. It's all about follow the money. The money is where the opportunity is. And it's one thing about looking good, but at the same time, if you can solve a problem, an economic problem, a viability problem, a sustainability problem,
for a disparity problem,
then you have something. And that's what we've done. So we focused on that, and we had to keep it quiet until it was ready to have our patent pending, everything in place to unveil it. And now it's all come together at the right time.
Yeah, a lot of technologies roll out an idea, concept in a pilot.
Yes.
Test it, see if the market will respond, go back to the lab, recalibrate a little bit based on what you find out, and then roll a version. That's how things have scaled. Is that the process that you've used to really get this going? And
yeah, to your point, what's been really exciting about VReal, I think the strategies are really awesome because we've put out front the visual strategy. Like you said, we have these digital cards, digital badges, and they tell stories. And what we've done on that front is just visually phenomenal. No one else has the technology like that. And we've been able to power United States Space Force. We're powering Forbes. We're powering some major entities using the visual storytelling component. Now what we're doing...
And Kale Scott & Associates, by the way.
Kale Scott & Associates. And now what we're doing is now we're tying in the economics engine.
Okay.
That is now able to drive the economics supported by the visual. So now when you're in that marketplace and you click to see that restaurant or click to see that business, it's going to open up a VReel telling a story using what we do. So it's all come together in a visual way.
So I looked like I was leaning over a little bit, but I was pulling this out of my bag here. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the VReel card that our team uses when we're out networking at events and so forth. And what I found out with this is you just tap an iPhone, tap the Samsung, and our video gets displayed. And it's really, we go through a commercial, right? So it's not just you exchanging your business card and now you have their contact information. We're literally showing a commercial on a card and being able to get a lot of awareness immediately. Because oftentimes, Dante, and this is the help that you've been giving, you gave us, often when you're giving a business card, people lose context of where did this contact come from? I don't remember, you know, who this person is. And then you lose it over time if you don't quickly follow up. But there's literally our commercial in the card and it gets immediately transferred and they're aware of it. So the visualization, and that's just this platform. You've created CityReel now, same type of power, but even broader to show some, you know, the context there, right?
And to your point, Keith, and just to talk about the VReel badge for one quick second.
Sure.
Not only is it telling your story visually, but you also have two links on there. One is a profile that allows your contact to be added to someone's phone. But the other link is called Connect, which allows you to gather lead data about the person that you're talking to. And it gets your first name, last name, email, phone number, company, and job title, which is a qualified lead. And once that person enters that information and hits submit, they're able to add you to their phone, but you're going to receive an email with all that person's information. And what the system does, it builds a spreadsheet database of all the people that you've met over that period of time that you can now add to your Salesforce or add to your MailChimp or whatever you're trying to do for your campaigns. But the key element is it also allows you to capture data.
Yes.
And
goes back to the data. Goes back.
Yes. And so that's the card element. And so just imagine when they rolled CityReel out, every business gets that badge.
Yeah.
So not only are we giving them a listing on this marketplace where they're offering deals to the residents and rewards, but now they all get a VReel badge personalized with their branding on it that they can use now for networking, what they can use now for their storytelling. And everyone that clicks their link on the marketplace sees their story.
Got it. So look, I can talk about this all day with you. I think I can't wait to see what's on the horizon for VReel. You are making economic differences for a lot of cities across the nation. Of any help that we can be of assistance, let us know.
Sure. But
how can people find out more about VReel? How can people find out more about your team, about you as the CEO and co-founder of VReel? How can my listeners get to you?
Yes, you can go to cityreel.market. And when you go to cityreel.market, you will see a visual commercial that will showcase what it is that CityReal offers. Mm-hmm. And then you will see a link on there for the technology to learn more about VReal. You can click the link to book an appointment, and we will definitely give you a demonstration. And you can also click a link for markets where you can see all the markets that we're launching. So we're trying to keep it very in a, we're trying to keep this in a place where as we bring on each city, we're marketing each city through cityreal.market to showcase the storytelling experience.
All right. We'll definitely put that in our show notes too, so that the listeners after this, after you watched the video and liked the channel, you can go there and check out VReal. But Dante, thank you so much for joining the Citizen Experience. This has been enlightening for a lot of folks. We believe in economic empowerment. We believe in economic mobility. This is a force accelerator, and we're looking forward to seeing more from VReal in the future. We're looking to see this impact communities all across the country. And to our listeners, thank you for joining. We at Kale Scott & Associates, we partner with other organizations that have the same mission that we do, and that is really to help uplift the communities across the country. So thank you so much for listening with the Citizen Experience Podcast, and we will see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Citizen Experience Podcast. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to follow, rate, and share the show. It helps us keep bringing you great content and real stories that matter to you and your community. Got a topic you'd like us to cover or guests you'd like to hear from? Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, take care and keep showing up for your community.